Ezekiel chapter 42. Next the man sent me out to the outer courtyard on the north side, and he brought me to rooms in front of the outer courtyard and the northern outer wall. Those rooms were 100 cubits along their front and 50 cubits in width. Some of those rooms faced the inner courtyard and were 20 cubits away from the sanctuary. There were three levels of rooms, and the ones above looked down on the ones below and were open to them, having a walkway. Some of the rooms looked out onto the outer courtyard. A passage 10 cubits in width and 100 cubits in length ran in front of the rooms. The rooms' doors were toward the north. But the upper halls were smaller, for the walkways took away from them more space than they did in the lowest and middle levels of the building. For the halls on the third story had no columns, unlike the courtyards, which did have columns. So the highest levels' rooms were smaller in size compared to the rooms in the lowest and middle levels. The outside wall ran along the rooms toward the outer courtyard. The courtyard that was in front of the rooms, that wall was 50 cubits in length. The length of the rooms of the outer courtyard was 50 cubits, and the rooms facing the sanctuary were 100 cubits in length. There was an entrance to the lowest rooms from the east side, coming from the outer courtyard. Along the wall of the outer courtyard, on the eastern side of the outer courtyard, in front of the sanctuary's inner courtyard, there were also rooms, with a walkway in front of them. They were as the appearance of the rooms on the northern side. They had the same length and breadth, and the same exits and arrangements and doors. On the south side were doors into rooms that were just the same as on the north side. A passage on the inside had a door at its head, and the passage opened into the various rooms. On the east side, there was a doorway into the passage at one end. Then the man said to me, "The northern rooms and the southern rooms that are in front of the outer courtyard are holy rooms where the priests who work nearest to Yahweh may eat the most holy food. They will put the most holy things there, the food offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, for this is a holy place. When the priests enter there, they must not go out of the holy place to the outer court without laying aside the clothes in which they served, since these are holy. So they must dress in other clothes before going near the people." The man completed measuring the inner house and then took me out to the gate that faced the east and measured all the surrounding area there. He measured the east side with a measuring stick, 500 cubits with the measuring stick. He measured the north side, 500 cubits with the measuring stick. He also measured the south side, 500 cubits with the measuring stick. He also turned and measured the west side, 500 cubits with the measuring stick. He measured it on four sides. It had a wall around it that was 500 cubits in length and 500 cubits in width to separate the holy from the profane.